The Office of Federal Procurement Policy is reinvigorating the strategic sourcing initiative around wireless communications. The goal, to improve the management of wireless plans across government that could result in savings of hundreds of millions of dollars. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on the initiative and the benefits that OFPP expects across government. Hey there, Jason.
Good afternoon.
So OFPP, they're reinvigorating this initiative. How are they doing it?
So over the next few months, OFPP is leading an effort to bring together experts from really across the government to look at how they can move into what they're calling phase two of reducing and improving the wireless telecommunications contracts for all agencies. We're talking about BlackBerrys, soon to be iPhones and Droids, even wireless internet access cards, you know, that you stick in your computer and you can get on the internet from anywhere.
Right.
Jack Kelly is a policy analyst with OFPP. I caught up with him today after his panel presentation at the FedScoop conference.
What we've done is we've reached out to some folks who've proven themselves leaders within the agency strategic sourcing communities, folks from VA, folks from HHS, DHS, and we've invited them invited their senior procurement executives to be members of a strategic sourcing working group. We've gotten Mike Howell, who's the deputy CIO, to co-chair that group to give us a tighter link to the IT community, because we think that not only has the IT community already pioneered a lot of strategic sourcing-like initiatives, SmartBuy is a good example, but it's also, you know, with $80 billion of annual spend, it's a very ripe area for additional savings from strategic sourcing approaches. So we think that, you know, the new membership on that group, as well as Mike's involvement to bring the CIOs to the table, offers great promise in moving forward.
He says the initiative, you know, started in 2005, and OFPP and the Chief Acquisition Officers Council set up this working group that ended really with GSA creating this Telecommunications Expense Management Services, or TEMS, contract to help really bring this issue under control. Unfortunately for them, it did not gain a lot of traction as OFPP and GSA had hoped. Only three agencies actually ended up buying services off the TEMS.
Really?
It was just, it's not as, but those three agencies and got a lot of benefits from them, and Kelly says others have tried to address this issue of managing their wireless communications outside of TEMS as well, but still a lot of agencies just aren't doing it, and a lot of people just don't know what they have in terms of the number of cell phones, the number of wireless cards.
I just have to imagine, there are just so many, it would be almost impossible. In fact, how do we get into this situation where agencies don't know what they have in the first place? We hear this all the time.
Exactly.
But it seems like we should learn by now.
We should. I would agree. But it's a very typical story. You know, like so many other things in government, it kind of grew organically. As cell phones got cheaper and more accessible, you know, every office started buying them and signing their employees up. Hey, we need some BlackBerrys. Okay, I'll do it. You know, so like, you know, 5-7 years later, there's no inventory of who has what. Russ Perry is GSA's Wireless Telecommunications Expense Management, or TEMS, Contracting Officer Technical Representative. He's the tech guy who helps with the contracting officer. He says agencies do not do a good job managing and understanding their cell phone devices, or even how much minutes they have, the usages, the overages, the underage, and agencies have not set up really the most simplest policies and procedures to oversee their plans.
Gartner did a study about 2 years ago on invoicing, carrier invoicing, and it showed about a 33% error rate, which was a huge error rate. So, now, that's another thing. If you don't have the systems in place to actually look at the bills, you don't have those policies and procedures that will raise those red flags when something questionable comes on your bill, how are you resolving it? Plus, resolution. When you do see an item that shouldn't be on your bill, how do you get resolution on it through the carrier? What are the processes and mechanisms to do that? Which is dispute recovery. Another thing is, what do you do with a device at the end of its cycle when somebody turns it in or it becomes obsolete? What are your policies and procedures for that?
$150 to $200 million a year by just improving simple management changes in terms of how they improve their plan. In fact, Jim Kang, who's the president of ISIS, one of the TEMS contractors, says through his work he's found that 9 to 12% of all devices in agencies are not even being used by the employees. They either were lost or they're not reported as being lost or stolen, or the employee left the government and the device was put in a drawer and not turned off. And, you know, basically they're paying what they call zero usage.
I think it's so difficult for a lot of households, so you can only imagine how complex it is to measure, find out how much is being used and all that kind of it has to be really, really arduous challenge.
And one of the things that came out of this panel discussion today was there's millions of minutes that are being used across the government.
Yeah.
You use your cell phone a lot, so you probably have thousands of minutes, but could you imagine, one agency, a big one like DHS, pick them out of the hat, they probably have a few million minutes that they use every month.
Well, and now what we're seeing is a lot more even data usage, and then how do you deal with texting and all that kind of, it gets very, very complex.
And so, don't text while you drive, remember that.
Yeah, exactly. What are some existing success stories about agencies who are improving the management of their wireless plans?
Well, as we said, there's only three agencies that use those TEMS contracts, and a few others have gone on board as well. So there are some out there that agencies can look to around consolidation, optimization. In fact, Rebel McFurtage is a wireless program manager for the Customs and Border Protection Directorate at DHS. She says CBP has 22,000 wireless plans for its employees across the country, and at one point they didn't have a way to manage them at all. She says the process is now matured, and even though CBP remains somewhat decentralized.
A new policy is en route right now to the commissioner for approval. Kind of gets a little harsh than what it is today, eliminating the type of plan that they can use, no more than 600 minutes. They are still to manage it locally. I'm not going to be the police of 22,000 lines of service, but they know how they work. They know how they operate, so they know how that device really needs to be used. One thing that we did do is we mandated all devices and services have to be approved by my office prior to the purchasing. They use purchase cards right now, and they use purchase orders. So that helps us keep track of all the approvals versus what we're actually seeing on the invoicing. And then we can go back out to those offices and talk to them about following the processes to make sure that they're covered. And then we make them reevaluate their inventory because it's changed.
Now, she adds that they're going to add an online ordering capability under a managed service provider. Right now, they use about 11 different carriers, so it's probably, at least five different ways to order. They're going to put that all into one online website, so the technical requirements and minimum standards will be set, and they'll have some standard processes to manage these accounts as well. Now, Sandy Hall is the wireless program manager with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and she echoes a lot of what McFetridge says. Now, CDC has 500 authorized users, meaning people who can order these phones, and again, no good inventory. So CDC is now managing the devices, and its expenses are going down.
The ability to have total wireless equipment property accountability and the option to have those types of equipment barcoded, which we've just begun doing and have never done in the past. Of course, the shared minute savings, that's just a no-brainer. It's so substantial every month, the amount of money that you save by being able to pool and share your minutes is amazing.
Now, she also says CDC also has instituted an online ordering system that has also saved them thousands of dollars because basically employees can now go online. They can see promotions of what the company that they want to order from, Verizon, AT&T, Quest, Sprint, T-Mobile, you name them, what they have in place. And additionally, all the warranty information now is in one place. So if a device gets broken, it's not just, okay, let's order a new one. It's, okay, is this still under warranty? Can it be fixed? Or, you know what, it can't be fixed, and the warranty, it doesn't matter because, you cracked the screen, so let's just get you a new one. And that's also saving them a lot of money.
Jason, we're about out of time, and I know tomorrow you're going to tell folks what people can do to actually, so they can start making some of these improvements. But so few agencies using TEMS. Did you get a sense as to why?
Well, I asked that same question actually to Jack Kelly from OFPP, and he kind of just said, there's no real reason why. Maybe it just didn't catch on like people had hoped. Maybe people just it's a hard thing because you don't know what you have. There's probably no good reason, but the Obama administration has a goal of saving $40 billion over the next 2 years, and OFPP sees this as one way to save a big chunk of money.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller from the Fed Scoop. What the name of the event was? How to save money, right?
basically is IT optimization.
Yeah, right.
Great day of speakers. If you didn't come here, you missed a good one.
Yeah, I heard it. I was watching all the tweets. I need to figure out how to get cloned so I can be multiple places at once.
If you can do that, let me know.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't we all love that? Yeah, two Dorabecs around. That's just what the world needs. Jason, we'll have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. And, of course, online anytime, federalnewsradio.com. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.